The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find here at plantersplace.com. So please go over there and see all the great things I've written over the years. And today, for the podcast, we will be talking about growing sprouts. I thought I had talked about growing sprouts a few years ago, but going through the archives, I don't think I have. I have not seen any previous articles about it from me, so I guess this is my first one. I've decided to grow sprouts in a newly cleaned out growing closet. And yes, the closet had once been home to my wintertime seed spreading activities, and I actually have photos and blogs about that experience posted here in previous years, maybe 6 years ago or so. However, that closet became the catch-all space for things like plungers and power tools, and I think the vacuum was in there for a little while. Anyway, a rainy weekend provided me with ample time to revitalize that space and take up indoor growing once again. So I decided to get back into growing sprouts. I had previously been growing sprouts on these pads, these germination pads. And when I say sprouts, I think I only ever grew the alfalfa sprouts. You can buy seeds online or in a garden center. Anyway, while I was cleaning out the closet, I actually found all of my old germination equipment. And I had been growing them on germination pads, as I just said. And the pads are basically, it's an 8-inch square micropropagation pad. And it's made out of woven coconut fiber. So it's similar to the fiber material that you line your hay rack planters with. You know, the hay rack planters, they kind of look like the gadgets that back in the day when people had horses, these racks would be attached to the inside of the horse stall, and you would stuff it with hay, and then the horse would just eat out of that rack. I think that's why they call it a hay rack. Anyway, they're now being used as planters, and they're often lined with that coconut fiber lining. Well, this is basically what I was growing my my sprouts on, but these were specifically was labeled germination sprouts or germination pads. Anyway, so I would place these pads in an appropriately sized tray. The tray came along with these pads, actually. And the tray was slightly bigger so that the pads would fit in nicely. And then once you put your seeds down, you would then cover it with a stiff sheet of plastic. Not like, nothing too flimsy, but nothing too hard. A little bit flexible. Anyway, that plastic sheet would create some humidity between the plastic and the mat so that, you know, the germination process could go off pretty well and the mat would not dry out. So once the seed started to germinate, you would take the sheet off, and then you 10 to 14 days later, you would have some sprouts ready to harvest, maybe 2, 3, 4 inches long, maybe 3 inches. 4 seems a little excessive. Anyway, growing it this way served me well back in the day. It was awesome. There was one hitch, however. The alfalfa seeds, as they sprout, they grow up, but they also grow down. The roots come out and they grow into the fiber pad. So the only way you can harvest is to take a pair of scissors and cut the sprouts off of the growing mat. And don't think you can pull the sprouts off the mat. I tried it. And believe me, it's hard to remove some of those fibers. Sometimes those fibers from the mat get into your sprouts. You can't really tell a difference. So, a salad or a sandwich or two would have some fibers in there. Not so cool. So, well, that's the only way I knew, so that's the way I did it. Moving on to now, I cleaned out that closet and I had actually found all of my old growing equipment, including a seed packet of alfalfa seeds that was probably 10 years old. Anyway, I read the back of the packet just to, refresh my memory about how to grow these things, and it said that you had to wash off the seeds and the sprouts twice a day while you're growing them. Two or three times, actually. And I was like, how on earth did I not know that? Number one. And number two, how do you do that with when you're growing on a mat or a germination pad? I just didn't, it conceptually did not wash with me, right? So, what do you do when you have a question nowadays? You turn to a search engine. So I did. I went online and I searched for washing sprouts or something like that. And the results, more than one result, several pages, some of them from universities, so it's legit. They told me that washing sprouts is necessary, and it's necessary because it helps to prevent mold and perhaps even some other more toxic stuff from building up in the seeds. That makes total sense to me, and why had I never thought about that before? So when you rinse them several times a day, I think 3 to 4 times is excessive, but what do I know? Anyway, rinse them several times a day to get all the potential toxins, potential mold, potential bacteria flushed out of the system. Okay, cool. I was gonna do that, but how do you do that on a mat? Well, you don't necessarily. It turns out, and I should have known this, and I did not. Most people grow their sprouts in a jar. I thought I saw something like that years ago, but apparently I did not do that. I chose the growing mats instead. But when you grow it in a jar, like a mason jar or a ball jar or something like that, you can add water to the jar, swish it around, and then empty the jar of water while also keeping the sprouts in the jar. Interesting. But how do you do that with a lid? The lids that come with a mason jar, I forget what they're called. Lids, I guess. With the band that you screw around, right? The screw around. That you screw to tighten. So this is how it happens. Apparently, a seed sprout germination vendors online or in a store sell these caps that you can screw on to your jar that are perforated, that have little tiny holes in it to let air in and water in and water out, right? So you put the top on, you swirl those seeds around and the sprouts around with some water, and then you just turn the jar upside down, and the water drains out of those little perforations. Makes total sense, right? Awesome. That's what I'm going to do. However, being the frugal person I am and not wanting to buy anything additionally, I also found some bug netting when I was cleaning out that closet. And the bug netting lets air in, lets water in and out. So I took a swath of that bug netting and I put it over the top of the mason jar, and I screwed my band on nice and tight. So now I can add water to the jar right through that bug netting. Perfect solution. Okay, next issue. When you turn the jar over and you just let it sit there, the water has to drain from beneath that lid somehow, correct? You can't just put it on a table. It's not necessarily going to leak out. So, I have put distance between the table surface or a bench surface and the lid by putting it on a soap dish. So a soap dish has little ridges or little tiny fingery projections, that when you put a bar of soap on it, a wet bar of soap, the water can drain down, and that way your soap doesn't sit in a pool of water, right? So what I'm doing is I'm washing my sprouts twice a day, turning the jar upside down and placing it on top of my soap dish. And I'm just letting it sit there until the next time I have to wash and rinse. And that soap dish is sitting in a container of some sort. I actually have mine in a plant saucer, and it's doing quite well. Only thing you have to worry about right now for me is just making sure nothing knocks that jar over. I might rig up something where I tie it securely to something more stable or prop it up somehow. So that is how my sprouting is going, and it is going well. I've already had a few sprouts come up. I've tasted them. They taste good. They're all the rest of them are, and considering that the seeds are 10 years old, I got a pretty good germination rate. I would say at least half of the seeds sprouted. Can't wait till I get a fresh new pack of alfalfa seeds. Or actually, I might spice things up a bit and get myself a few spicy radish seeds to grow as sprouts. Well, that's it for me for today and the topic of growing your own sprouts. And until you hear from me again, you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.